tell a nation that leads the world in smoking to stop lighting up. You issue an edict from the highest levels of government. And you start from within. Over the weekend, Chinese news anchors announced that Communist Party officials are to quit smoking anywhere in public. The announcement went on to say that Communist Party cadres must encourage others to quit smoking. Mind you, this isn't the first time that China has tried to ban smoking in public. Lori Burkett is with the Wall Street Journal in Beijing. And Lori, this ban, when you read it, it sounds more like a suggestion than a command. It exhorts Chinese Communist Party officials to lead by example. What's your take on it?
You're exactly right. It really is leading by example. This is a country that has 300 million smokers, and smoking in bureaucracy is very, very popular here. So I think there's this idea that they could actually change things leading by example. You've got the people who determine what cars are popular, what outfits people might be wearing, and also what they may be smoking. I mean, bureaucrats here are quite popular in a different way than they are in America, and they do really end up being trendsetters.
I know that China tried to ban smoking in some public spaces back in 1993. How effective was that?
Well, enforcement has been a huge issue here. Many of the municipalities, actually, including Beijing, have passed indoor smoking bans, but they really haven't been enforced at all. So what's different this time, at least health experts are saying, is the stamp of approval from the very top. President Xi Jinping himself is actually an ex-smoker. He quit about 20 years ago, and his wife has become quite an advocate for anti-tobacco. So he is really backing this, and there's this idea that, you know what, it's time. Many other countries have already started anti-tobacco regulation, and it's now time for China to join in on that.
Lori, living in Beijing, where are the kind of places that smoking is ubiquitous that would be a big surprise for Americans?
Oh, you know, hospitals. You would be amazed. You would walk into a hospital and people are smoking. It is a very large revenue source for this government. It ends up being, I think, around 6%. This is the world's largest consumer, largest producer of tobacco and cigarettes. And in fact, smoking has become more popular with more women smoking than ever before.
It's interesting that pattern of women smoking and more women smoking is very much like what occurred here in the U.S. in the late 60s and early 70s. But you also mentioned that tobacco is a big revenue producer for China. I imagine that the tobacco companies are state-owned. Is there concern about any kind of loss of revenue there?
There's definitely a concern about loss of revenue, and people within the tobacco industry have deep ties within the government, and they've got extreme lobbying power all the way up to the top.
Won't this be difficult to enforce, this new ban?
Health experts are actually meeting with party officials to talk to them about various methods that they can use. I know that in certain countries, they put the onus on the individual, the smoker himself, rather than businesses to control this. And this is one of these things that's up for grabs as to whether or not that actually works. But typically, I think they're trying in China to get people within the health administration or police to enforce this, and will work with business owners to do so that it's not up to the individual, but to greater authorities.
Lori Burkett reports for The Wall Street Journal from Beijing. Thanks so much, Lori.
Thank you so much.